And
That's the last one. I got 10 children. She got 9.
Oh, I see. And your first wife?
First wife died when the first child was born, and 6 weeks old.
Oh, I see.
My oldest girl lives in Los Angeles.
No. I see.
And she died, and I married her nearly 3 years after that for me and her.
Mm-hmm. And does she belong to clubs or just mostly the church?
She don't belong to clubs.
You say she was born in this county?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I believe this does it. I certainly.
And when you go off and hunting these churches that we belong to, we got the church right down here. Palmer's a Baptist too, a missionary Baptist. Palmer. I remember when our church was constituted in 1826.
1826?
They had church in the houses around here 2 or 3 years before the church was, before they had a church.
Mm-hmm.
Tired Creek Church up there was 1824. That's the oldest church, in the county of any denomination.
Mm-hmm.
And this one may be next, I don't know which is next.
Well, then my great-grandfather, you remember, probably went back that far, but he...
Yeah. Used to not be no churches right in this section but this church.
Mm-hmm. So
for several years, the missionary church out here, not 100 years old yet. Then this is 1827, so we're over 100 years old,
yeah.
79.
Yeah, you make it
used to be all the church of was here. Well, my mother was, and my father too, by belief, of course, he wasn't a man.
Well, you really have deep roots around here.
We don't have too many members, never have had, never will, and never will be, I don't reckon. But we don't have no society at all. We don't hire no preacher.
You don't?
We just call the preacher. That's all. Whatever they want to give him, that's it. A lot of them have 4 churches, and a lot of them don't. We just have it once a month. And we have the Fifth Eye Creek the next Sunday, and another church over here the next, and another one the next. We got churches we can go to every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a good congregation every time we have church.
And where do the preachers come from?
Our preacher, yeah, he's a member here. Yeah, he lives in Tallahassee. He's the vice president of Dan Carter Cabinet Company down in Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fairly young fellow. His father used to preach here years ago.
You ever call on the members?
Do
you ever call on the members of the church to preach? Or?
No, you don't. Without sometimes call on to pray or something different things. Sometimes if fellow feels like that he wants to talk, I let him talk. See if he's so.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be a called preacher if he preaches. Mm. He ain't supposed to be a high preacher. He ain't supposed to be a preacher that's not called of the Almighty, what they claim. There's plenty of them there. He don't have to have a sermon prepared. He comes here and they call him the preacher, he can get up and open the Bible and preach.
I see. And you say you have 4 churches here, so
they have to prepare their sermon all the time. They get up, most of them read off.
Mm-hmm.
They don't read it. You don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
We have plenty of preachers that come here that preach. If we have an extra preacher here on Sunday, he's always called on. Whenever you have, he may preach both of them.
Is that right?
Yeah, for a lot of times, preach two last Sunday up at the church where we were. The 2 preachers didn't preach quite an hour, not over an hour to put together.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes one will get up and stand an hour by itself.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them long winded than others.
I was going to say, with 2 preachers, that could be.
Some of them get up there, and some of them 15 minutes as long as they stand.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just some time to get more to talk about, and a lot of times they preach and they don't even realize themselves that they stood there that long.
Mm-hmm.